Welcome to July 19th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Starting off with World War II, 1943. Americans bomb Rome. 1,800 civilians died. War is hell, folks. There are atrocities that happen, mistakes that are made, and people who seemingly die for nothing. In this case, the purpose was to destroy railway yards and to break the will of the Italian people so they would lose faith in their leader, Il Duce. The Italians never thought that Americans would enter their eternal city of Rome. Why? Because that's what Mussolini had told them. Meanwhile, Hitler was losing faith in Mussolini quicker than the Italian people were. And according to History.com, afraid that Mussolini, having suffered successive military setbacks, would sue for a separate peace, leaving the Germans alone to battle it out with the Allied forces along the Italian peninsula, Hitler decided to meet with his one-time role model to lecture him on the manly art of war. Mussolini remained uncharacteristically silent during the beratement, partly due to his own poor German, later requesting a translated synopsis of the meeting, partly due to his fear of Hitler's response should he tell the truth that Italy was beaten and could not continue to fight. Mussolini kept up the charade for his German allies. Italy would press on. But no one believed the brave front anymore. Just a day later, Hitler secretly ordered Field Marshal Erwin Rommel to take command of the occupied Greek islands. Better to pounce on Italy if and when Mussolini capitulated to the United States. Going back to 1860, Lizzie Borden is acquitted of murdering her dad and stepmom. 40 whacks with an axe to the stepmom. That's not very nice. She was acquitted of the charges and lived in obscurity in Massachusetts for the rest of her life. There have been numerous TV shows and movies about that, even a hard rock band from the 70s and 80s named after her. The most recent movie, I believe, is called Lizzie, and it came out in 2012. Check it out. 1966. Happy anniversary, Frank Sinatra and Mia Farrow. He was 50, she was 21. Lucky me. 1942. George Washington Carver and Henry Ford began working on oil alternatives. Carver, as many of us remember him, was famously making agriculture much easier for poor farmers. Using ordinary peanuts, Carver was able to make many products like milk, cheese, soap, grease, and much more. There's a big debate as to whether or not he invented peanut butter. Some people think he did, some people think he didn't. Anyway, he also made hundreds of inventions out of sweet potatoes. In 1942, he got together with his good friend in Dearborn, Michigan, Henry Ford, to begin making a synthetic rubber for the war effort. Carver finally found a way to make the rubber substitutes from goldenrod, which is a plant weed. The Carver-Ford friendship is one of America's great friendships, and in the late 1990s, Ford Motor Company awarded grants of $4 million over 2 years to the George Washington Carver School in Tuskegee in Alabama. George Washington Carver friends like a boss! And that's it for July 19th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.